What's the 411? You're tuned into 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that intersect, confront, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth this hour to explore the Academy of Health Sciences program at Rickards High School. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome all students from Rickards High School. They are all in the Millicent Hollyfield Academy of Health Sciences, and all of them are seniors. Ira Holmes. Ira is into playing basketball and music, and I'm glad to have him. Brandon Jones. Brandon loves baseball.
Sup, everyone.
Brandy Smith. She's into running and softball.
Hi, y'all.
James Thomas. Baseball for 13 years, and he loves watching football.
What's up?
Takari Smith. He enjoys football, wrestling, and recording music.
What up, what up?
And the teacher for the Millicent Hollyfield Academy of Health Sciences, Robert Mayevsky.
Good afternoon.
I got it right, didn't I?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Well, welcome all of you to 411 Teen. I look forward to talking with you. The Millicent Hollyfield Academy of Health Sciences program at Rickards High School offers a challenging academic curriculum for students who are interested in the various health sciences careers. Millicent Aurelia Clark Hollyfield was a registered nurse and a graduate of the Florida A&M University of School of Nursing. Ms. Hollyfield was a trailblazer, a pioneer, community activist, and champion of health education. For her many civic services and contributions to the community, the Health Science Academy of Rickards High School was named in her honor on June 22, 2006. Students who complete the program develop a strong sense of health sciences. Upon completion of the Academy of Health Sciences, students have cultivated a valuable insight and appreciation for the health sciences. The program prepares students for continued education. It fosters a thirst for learning, which encourages effective time management and organizational skills. So again, I welcome you all to 411 Teen. First, my first question to you students, what was the appeal to you? Why were you, did you gravitate toward the program? And I'll start with Ira, and we'll just move around the table.
I'd like to say my reason for joining the Millicent Hollyfield Academy of Health was because I've always been interested in the human body and anatomy, and I was wanting to learn more about it in case I decided to become a doctor one day.
I would like to say that I first joined this program to learn more about medicine, and because I was preparing on becoming a doctor soon or thinking about it at least. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to know, like, what would it really be like and gain experience, and this program has provided that for me so far.
What about you, Brandy?
What attracted me to Health Academy was probably my twin sister, who's also in the Health Academy. She took, I think, a year before I did, and she was telling me all the fun exercises that they did and all the health fairs that they did, and she loved it. She loved interacting with other people, and I wanted a taste of that. And I entered this year, and I love it so far.
Okay. James?
Well, as a kid, I lost some loved ones to cancer, and some of my family had diabetes. So I wanted to learn more about that kind of stuff, and I kind of knew that Health Academy would help me with that.
Okay. Takari?
Well, like Ira, I've always been fascinated in the human body. And on top of that, I think it'll help with the field I'm going into in college, sports management, in case I want to be a trainer or something.
Okay. And Mr. Mayevsky, what brought you to the program? I know you're relatively new as the director or head of the program. So what made you gravitate that way?
Well, Dr. Hollyfield, I'm pleased to be here today, especially speaking with you, a family member of our benefactor. We're very pleased. The program, when I came into it, was already developed, and I was allowed to put my spin to it. It's become very successful. We've grown the program. Now we have almost 80 students. We've doubled it in a year.
Wow.
And we can get into a little bit later on and why those numbers have increased, but why I became interested, I spent 20 years in the healthcare field in hospital administration and direct patient care. during that 20-year period of time, most of my experiences was with patients in chronic and end-stage diseases. Mm-hmm. Well, I made the shift. I couldn't take it in the hospital any longer. I burned out, I guess is what they say professionally. Mm-hmm. And I felt that I could use my skills better in an educational environment. And I've been in student health and school health education now for 10 years. So I bring to the program 30 years of experience in the health field.
Wow, that's great.
I love it. I love it. What it means to me is I can not only talk the talk, but I've walked the walk. And I think that's important to the students because I can tell them what will be expected of them in the career they choose, whether it be an entry-level CNA, certified nursing assistant, all the way up to physicians. I've spent a huge part of my career directly working side-by-side with the physicians to manage chronic disease in these end-stage patients. And I felt the more that the students learned about those types of patients, the better they would be at either taking care of them or not becoming one themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's twofold. I love the healthcare field, and I love the students that I teach.
Well, it's too bad we're not on television so everybody can see your faces because they've got smiles on their faces, so it must be really exciting. What is the process for admission or becoming a student in this program?
I'm glad you asked. We had an application-only student. This is a Leon County School Choice Program. So effectively what that means is that any student that attend in any school zone within Leon County can attend our program, a four-year program. Each grade level has a different health-related subject, moving them on their career path. But these students had applied to the program and had to maintain a high GPA. Optimally, that high GPA should lead to success in the field. However, it's been my experience that a lot of students may not have that high GPA. So this year we opened up the program to all students. So that doesn't mean they don't have to have the aptitude to be successful, but it's going to give them a taste of a program, maybe enhance their career options, and then they will blossom from there. So the way we attracted them and grew the program was by that doing that is opening up the program to all students of interest. So we've doubled the program, and that it's we've really had great success this year.
Okay. Wow, that's impressive just to hear where you've gone. You've got 80 students there.
Thank you.
How does this program differ from your traditional educational high school program?
Well, I've had anatomy and biology classes, and all we pretty much did was book work and just learned the basics of the human body. Mm-hmm. But with this class, we actually go more into it. We study, watch videos on it. We see different surgery videos, and we actually get a chance to practice and participate on medical dummies. And that's about it.
Okay.
With me, I've been a part of, like, several different programs. I've been a part of the IB program and AP program and stuff like that. I would say this program differed because it gives you that, like you said, hands-on experience, and you get the knowledge. It's enough to just learn it, but to actually apply it is something mm-hmm. totally different from what is expected to me. And having that hands-on experience is more, and it helps you out. And then watching videos and see how other people do it, and having Mr. Miyowski with his experience and showing you the right way and how to articulate yourself in such a manner.
Okay.
The Health Academy is definitely hands-on. I can't stress enough how hands-on it is. It is so different. When you go into the Health Academy every day, you don't expect bookwork at all. You expect, like, going in, messing with the dummies, you know, like, Folding sheets actually is like a big deal in the hospital. You would never know. And like when you're little, you see all these doctors in like the hospitals and the doctor's office, and you do certain things. In the Health Academy, you understand why. So everything clicks. You're like, oh, when I went to the doctor's office the other day, this is why they did that. And like you understand people's positions and why they do everything. So it's definitely hands-on for me.
So it sounds like it just gives you even better insight and understanding mm-hmm. as to just the ways of the world as far as medicine is concerned,
right,
or allied health is concerned. James.
Before I was in Health Academy, I had absolutely no clue what majority of the things that we talk about, mm-hmm. what they were before I got into it. But now, since I've been in, the things that we do are like mind boggling. And
give me an example. What do you like?
Like how we, the certain things like tucking a sheet, how it's different in a mm-hmm. hospital compared to how it is at your house, or even like how you have to. How the dummy is laying on the bed, like as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, to add on to James, we even learned certain things like how to do IVs and stuff like in a situation like that. And we also learned that it's a lot to prep work with brushing your teeth, like in a hospital, and mm-hmm. like brushing their dentures and the care that a patient needs. And we even like venture out and go places, and we're soon to be expected to visit a nursing home and stuff like that.
Okay. James, you had some other things you wanted to add?
We also check each other's blood pressure, we check each other's heart rate, and we check our pulses. We check how much we weigh. It's almost as if we give each other physicals. We check our body fat, all that.
Okay. Takari.
I mainly like the class because it's like they said, it's more hands-on, and he goes into like greater detail into the things we're learning.
So and the stuff you're learning is something that you can apply every day. Every day.
I actually do. I be helping my friends.
In what way?
My friends are like injured during sports net. Mm-hmm. Like they don't know what's wrong. I have to like tell them how to like take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Okay. I bet you serve as a resource mm-hmm. for folks that maybe you hadn't done that in the past.
Never.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive.
I've learned a lot in this class.
What are the courses that you take? I mean, what I'm trying to do is paint a picture of your program with words so that our listening audience has an idea of what this program is like. I mean, can you give me an example of a typical day? What kind of classes you take?
Okay, I'll go on. Typical day in Health Academy. Well, first, coming from lunch, we come right after lunch, and then we'll pull out
In the morning, excuse me for interrupting. So you say you come right after lunch. What are you doing in the morning? I mean, remember now, I need to know the whole
school day.
Yeah, a school day.
My typical school day. I come to school. My first period is chemistry, and then I go to English, and it's all bookwork, mainly bookwork, teacher handing your assignment. And then after English, I have AP Micro, which is economics, all numbers. And that's like just math over again. Fourth period, I take calculus, which is more math. But when I get to Health Academy, that's what I'm like waiting for each day.
When do you get there?
I get there fifth period.
Fifth period is after lunch.
And we arrive into Health Academy, and he has all our workout planned for the day, or for the week, actually. And he'll be like, okay, we're doing book work today. We'll go in the book, and we'll probably like read a section or two, learn some new terms and key terms and stuff like that. And then he'll go further into the section by showing us either a video or showing us how to do certain things. Like recently we learned how to brush dentures or whatever, and we had dentures in our hand and toothbrushes and things of that sort. So, okay.
Now is the schedule same for everyone?
No.
Okay. No. How does yours differ?
My schedule differs. My first class in the morning is TV production, so I just set up cameras, help set up the soundboard, make sure everything's running with the cameras. Then I go to English, where we just do mostly reading, just a lot of different books. And then after that, I go to physics, and we just learn all types of calculations and math, typical stuff. And after that is math class, and so we're just doing pretty much preparing for tests and ACT. And then we go to lunch, and after that, then I go to Health Academy.
So everybody comes to the Health Academy component after lunch?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's
the senior class.
The senior class. Of course. Okay, all right, so this is a senior schedule.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, okay. And so then you come in to the Health Academy, and then you will be exposed to the same thing.
Yes.
And that applies to everyone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they can come into the program as a senior, junior, or whatever.
Dr. Hollifield, typically the program is set up to to provide coursework for freshmen, which is our medical skills, allied health program, where they're introduced to healthcare in general. Then it's Health Science 1, Health Science 2, and our senior class, where our panel is currently enrolled, is our medical skills class. So we really put every bit of our basic foundational work from freshman through junior year into practice in our second year, where we start going out into the community and doing these spots or working health fairs within our school. So we use our senior students primarily, upperclassmen, juniors as well. But the big projects we save to the students have put the most time in.
Awesome.
And they're the most educated. Now, we do take students that are not in the program full time, like first-year students.
Let me ask you just to hold your thoughts for 1 second. We're going to come back, and you can finish.
Great.
Tuned in to 411 Team. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. Just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Hollifield, and I have students and a teacher director from the Millicent Hollifield Academy of Health Sciences program at Rickards High School. Again, joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome again Ira Holmes, Brandon Jones, Brandy Smith, James Thomas, Takari Smith, and Robert Mayevsky. He is the teacher of the Health Sciences program. I had to interrupt you. So you want to continue.
Thank you. So what the program is comprised of is 4 grade-level courses that give the students good foundational work and then put it into practice with our local projects and labs that we do within the school, outside of the school, in our community, and then within our student body. Primarily, again, the goal is to introduce these students, give them the good groundwork so they can be successful in their healthcare careers. They're not going to learn everything that they needed to learn in our 4-year program, but it's been my experience that a lot of the students that enter the healthcare field just aren't prepared. And if they can have a leg up by being introduced to the basics and beyond in their early years, then they can more easily make it through the prereqs that are necessary for medical school, nursing school, or even if they choose to go the vocational route at Lively. Most of the coursework they cover at Lively will be a walk in the park for the students that get out of the Millicent Hollifield Academy of Health Science at Rickards High School. We almost cover their curriculum and more in detail, so they could effectively go on and get their certificates, start working by putting in a minimal amount of time at a vocational school like Lively, and then continue their education, whether it be through FAMU, FSU, TCC, or wherever, someplace else, Gainesville, if they want to become Gators, or even UF or UM or any of the other major medical schools that we have in the area. So I really think that this is a good springboard for the students, not only from a taste of the medical career field, but I believe that the benefits they reap and the rewards that they will see will come to fruition later in their college coursework.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at the curriculum. I mean, I know they've told me kind of what they do, but what does the curriculum involve?
Well, like I said, it's a multifaceted program. Primarily, the freshman group gets introduced to the allied health program. So it's a career-oriented career choice where we do research on what type of medical field they may want to go into, what aspirations they have for their future. So it's building that introductory relationship, I guess you might say, that the student would have with their future career. If they're not passionate about what they want to do, they're just going to go into a job and, I want them to come out and say, I want to be this, and then go from there. Our second year class is Health Science 1, And third year is health science two, which is just what it says, health science, a lot of anatomy, a lot of physiology. And then we introduce more lab work. We really start second, third year to do more hands-on lab work, whether it be the health profiles. Every student takes their own personal health profile, all four grade levels, once a month, where we track their weight, their body fat, their temperature, their oxygen percentage, their pulse, their blood pressure. These are all the tests that they get when they're in the doctor in a regular visit.
That's true.
But now they're doing it on themselves and each other. So that experience is invaluable to them because they know exactly, like Brandy had said earlier, what's happening when they go to the doctor's office. And a lot of times I've had the students come back and tell me, freshman, sophomore students come back, you know, I went to the doctor the other day and the nurse took my blood pressure the wrong way. And that's not uncommon. So I really
that's
feel
good.
Strong. Yeah, it is good.
That's
I
great.
Like our students this show. And then, of course, the seniors like we have here. These guys are ready. In 6 months, a year from now, I believe they will all be headstrong into their medical careers or at least have a good foundation that they can make that choice once they get their freshman, sophomore year of college under their belts.
Mm-hmm. When you all think about the program, can you share what has been your favorite component of the program? And I mean, I can start with you, Ira, or put you in the hot seat, but if you're not ready, we can move on around.
I can start.
Okay.
I have to say my favorite part of the program would be our class discussions. And that's when anybody who has a question about anything health related, you can just come out and say it. Don't have to feel embarrassed. If you not know what everybody
That's
else knows,
great.
We'll just have the conversation, and you'll get to know even more. People who thought they knew will get to know even more than they did, and it just helps a lot.
That's a real testimony, though, to the program, don't you think? I mean, it really says something. He says, you know, the discussions. I really enjoy the discussions.
Dr. Hoffield, I'm glad I brought that up because that is what we talk about. A lot of times young high school age students are a little bit embarrassed to discuss with their friends because, hey, when you get to be a senior, you can separate the wheat from the chaff.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the good people are, mm-hmm. and they're not always comfortable talking to their peers about health-related problems. Well, we have this kind of saying that we've heard before with other connotations, what goes on in a health academy stays in a health academy. But we like to bring it out to the world. But what that means is that you can drop your guard. If you have a particular problem with yourself, with a family member, you want to discuss it, the only rule that I have is we must discuss our problems in proper anatomical and medical terms.
Good.
So we are not allowed to speak street talk mm-hmm. in the academy.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
It's the no judgment zone also.
Thank you.
Okay.
What I like about it mainly would be like the interactions that we have with so many things, like mainly the school. We interact with the school every day, and we hand out school awareness every weekly and different health tips that we tell the school about. Our last one that we recently did was hand washing and how important it is to wash your hands, and that it could possibly, if everyone washed their hands, save 30 million lives a year.
Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference. Brandy?
My favorite thing that I take out of the Health Academy is probably the fact that I am known to be accident prone. So I tend to come back to the academy and like explain my injuries to the teacher, and then we have like a one-on-one discussion about it with like everybody in the class. Like, what happened? How did it happen? How can you help it? Stuff like that. And so like every time I see a health problem, I come and everybody talks about it, so everybody understands what's going on, whether it's family, whether it's my injuries, whether it's everybody. It's you get a further deep understanding about what's going on with your body, what's going on with everybody else's body, and how to pertain to everything, especially because I just had a knee injury, and we spent like a whole day about the knee.
Oh, really?
And,
what did you do? Injury. What happened?
We thought I had a torn meniscus.
Ah, I had a torn meniscus.
Not me.
I thought I had a torn
meniscus
with my doctor.
Oh.
But I went to Coach Rob after I was diagnosed,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, no, you're wrong. The doctors are wrong. And it just turns out I have synovitis,
okay.
which means I have just inflammation in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So surprisingly, he was right.
Well, thank you.
Okay, James.
What I probably like most is how if it's something like that we're reading out of the book, and it's a definition that we're looking up, and some of us that don't understand it, we'll look on YouTube on videos, like and watch a video on it, even though, I mean, the video would be disgusting.
Pretty graphic.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a video of a. It was what was it? On his back.
Oh.
Cyst. A cyst. Oh, it was okay. A really big cyst, and it was
all the pus came out. Yeah. Yeah,
that was nasty. It was real life, though.
Oh man.
Stuff like that makes you want to take care of yourself.
Never want to see that video again.
That's good.
It was really nasty.
Okay.
I'm also like the fact that it's more of a hands-on because I'm more of a hands-on learner as opposed to someone just talking to me face-to-face. I have to, like, get into it and do it myself. So I like the fact that we could, like, learn our own way. It adjusts to the way you want to learn. Okay. Or it helps you learn.
Well, don't you all feel empowered? I mean, because you have more knowledge than the average, you know, student, than the average adult. And so when you experience these things or you have these interactions with different health professionals, I mean, you are at a different level and you know how to kind of, you know, evaluate what's happening.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I love showing it off to my friends and be like, oh, yeah.
Me too.
Tell my mama I was right.
Well, how are you assessed in the program? Maybe tested, evaluated. How do we know that you are learning?
Well, we have tests, you know, like maybe two a month or something. But we also have hands-on kind of mm-hmm. tests where Coach Myowski will give us, like, where we had to do CPR, and he won't tell you what to do. You have to do everything yourself, and he will. And then at the end of it, he'll say you did this, this, and this wrong. So it's more he'll tell you what you did wrong physically, as in mm-hmm. a test where it's like what you know wasn't wrong. It's what you did mm-hmm. was wrong.
Okay.
We'll tell you what you did right too, Brandy.
I do some things right.
And I guess like. None of us go without learning because, like, anything we don't know, we're not afraid to ask him, like, oh, could you clarify that or could you explain it again or show it to us again? And he's, like, willing to. And it's not like we don't know. We always not go without knowing. We always learn something new each day.
Yeah, because most teachers give you an attitude.
Yeah. Don't blame me. I got an attitude. I try to make it a positive one.
He has the nicest attitude you'll ever see.
Well, that leads right into my next question. When you look at the education and the training that you get in the Health Sciences Academy compared to, I guess I would say, your regular education classes, how do you compare?
If I could have that period six times a day, I would, to be honest. It's like the vibe in the classroom is so, like, cool and relaxing, mm-hmm. as opposed to the other class where you're like, you got to get it, you got to. But in his class, you learn at your own pace. You know, the work's like, I want to say it's easy, but the way he teaches it makes it seem like it's easy.
Mm-hmm. It's more understandable.
Yeah.
Because, like, me being, I've taken mostly all honors and IB and AP courses, and it's not less rigorous because it's just as rigorous as the IB program and things like that. But it's just, like, this program here, it's more understandable for you, like, for a person, and if you need certain types of things clarified, like, you will learn it, and the work is not less intensified, is more so intensified, but at a different viewpoint, if you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So, like, you view the work a different way because, to me, education is more so how you're taught certain things, not, like, what you know.
Yeah, because it's right. more, like, physically as opposed to visually.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the keys to my teaching style or strategy is that I tell every student that comes into Health Academy, you have a built-in cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And it is you. If you don't know your body, you don't know your health.
That's a good point.
When we have our skeletal system quizzes, for example, 206 bones in the body, what are they? I tell the students, hold out your arm. What is that bone? Touch that bone. Here's your cheat sheet. You don't have to write notes on it. It's there for you. What is that stuff on the outside? Oh, yeah, that's the skin. What is the movement of the muscle? Flexion, extension. I see them during the tests doing the movements. I see them looking at parts of their bodies, trying to figure uh-huh. out what's inside there, but they know. So they can apply. Their body is their worksheet. So once they know what's inside their body, putting it on paper is easy.
It's very easy. If I were interested in participating in your program, what would you say to me? What
do Please. Let's go. Come on.
I like to say
But what kind of things would you tell me? What if I'm kind of like, well, I don't know if this is a program for me or not. Should I come into this program?
Well, I'll definitely tell you to come because, like, I was in anatomy and physiology honors, and being in both of those class sets, it's the same thing, but two different things at the same time, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll tell you, you'll learn more coming in here. You can discuss more. No judgment zone. We always talk about our problems, especially with the body, because, like, he's there. He has a lot of experience. 20 years plus, that's a lot of experience. So... Mm-hmm. Come right along.
Just a big, happy family.
And the students are family.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I get the feel from you that it's more of a family kind of environment.
Because you get to know each other, not on the friend aspect level, but also you learn together. It's not what you know in a book. It's how well everybody does. We want everybody to do well. We want everybody to get all this stuff right, you know, practicing the dummies correctly. So we're helping each other. So it's like having a little brother or sister, and we're like, come on, I want you to do the same thing as me. We want to learn the same things and do everything right.
Okay, hold your thoughts. I'll get back to you. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. Welcome to the Ephesus Corner. Panelists weigh in on the rights and wrongs of daily life. Today's ethical question is, you have a friend who has a communicable, serious condition, and you know that they have this condition and probably should not be in school. How do you handle it?
I guess I can go first.
Yeah.
I personally say that I would tell the friend about that I feel like he has this condition, or she, and then prefer that they go to a doctor just to make sure, and just to make sure that they can get the help that they need and have everything taken care of so it doesn't become chronic or anything that could possibly kill them in the future.
Okay. All right.
With me, you know, I'm not the one to deter anyone from education or anything of such, but if it's, like, really severe...
I mean, like, let's say TB... You know that they came positive for TB. And all of us know that TB is serious, and they certainly don't need to be in school.
Right. So I would tell them to, me personally, I would tell them to stay home. You know, I'll get your schoolwork and things like that. You know, and then I would, if they really want to come to school, I would refer them to Mr. Miyowski personally.
Okay.
Because, you know, to me, he's better than, like, the school nurse. So, like, he can help you out with everything.
Okay. All right.
My advice would be stay home and rest and do everything the doctor tells you. Because recently I've discovered that people don't take the right medications they need to or don't, like, they don't complete their medication.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up.
It's so important to complete your medication.
So often you have people, you know, they go to the doctor, they'll give them a script, and they'll tell them to take the script for 2 weeks. And after a week, they're like, I'm feeling pretty good, you know, and they stop taking the medicine.
And it reoccurs.
And then, so I'm glad you brought that point up.
Always complete your medication.
Okay.
Well, I would do the same thing that Brandon said. I would take them there. Mm-hmm. Take them their schoolwork and all of that, and if they're being stubborn and deny to go to the doctor, I mean, I would volunteer to take them myself. I mean, if I could, if their parents are being responsible enough to take them to the doctor, I would call Mr. Miyowski and tell him to help the student out.
Okay, all right. So you would take it to the next level and tell, you know, someone in authority about this situation.
That's right.
So it could be at least addressed.
Oh, man, I don't like going last. Y'all done hit me little
thing. Well, we are.
But basically, yeah, I do the same thing they did. Yeah, they work. They being stubborn. Take it to the next level. Or at least try to, like, persuade them to stay in bed myself. And I probably, like, stay home with them, make sure they okay.
Oh, you
if
would?
If it has to go that far, I really would.
That's not an excused absence.
Why not? That's what they're hoping. You know, I just wanted to get a feel for how it would be handled. I mean, because they have a condition, you know it's something that is contagious, okay? Mm-hmm. And they are not acting appropriately or in a healthy mindset. So how would you handle it and what would you do? And that's the purpose of this. Anything you want to add?
I think what the students fail to do is blow their own horn. They know a lot about the procedure, like we talked about. They've done it. They've walked the walk. They talked the talk. Okay. So ask for advice, and then steer them towards the medical professionals. We are students, we are learning, but harp on it and understand the consequences of not being treated for a communicable disease. Heck, the flu could send half of our school community home. And we have no idea how impactful that can be, not only from an educational standpoint, but if they're home, they're getting their community sick. So, okay. You know.
Well, thank you. That's it for today's Ethicist Corner. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. This hour, I have been talking with members of the Millicent Holifield Academy of Health Sciences program at Rickards High School. I know I had to interrupt you, James, and you were just getting ready to share, so it's on you.
What I was going to say is that majority of the classes at our school are about 26, 27 people each mm-hmm. class. Our class is only about, it's only like 9 to 10 of us in there, which means that instead of like the teacher focusing on certain people, he have enough time to go be one-on-one with each of the students in the class. And it gets us closer together since there's not as many of us in there that we all talk to each other and we all learn at the same rate.
Okay.
And Dr. Holifield, that'll give you an idea on our turnover rate or retention rate is what I'm more I want to focus on. We do have 11 in this senior class, this particular class, mm-hmm. but we have some seniors that are sprinkled out through other classes to be able to accommodate their schedule, their other academic mm-hmm. schedules. Mm-hmm. And what what ends up happening is these students will come on into the Health Academy, get caught up in their particular area, and we can take newcomers.
Okay.
And we bring them on in because it is an elective credit. They may not graduate with their four-year Gold Star diploma recognition, mm-hmm. but again, that's our hook. But the retention with these, I think we have right now about almost 20 of our total student population is seniors. My freshman class is 31 students. Okay. So we will have some that do not complete the program, but when I can retain almost 50% into my senior year, that's good stuff.
That's good. And I think you've somewhat touched on this because I was going to ask you, being in the Health Academy, how much opportunity do you have to interact with students and other programs?
Well, at our school base, we do have a Health Academy class for IB, and we see some IB students. And then we have health fairs, and we interact with all the students in the school spread out, and we diagnose, well, not diagnose, but we do our health things
profiles.
Profiles on them. Mm-hmm. And we go out to different places and such like that, and we spread our things not just at Rickards. We don't limit ourselves to just be at Rickards, but all the way over Leon County.
Okay.
Such as our Pink Out. That was like...
Now what's that?
Pink Out was an awareness that we had at Rickards for breast cancer, and it was in October. And we had our whole school to dress out in pink, and we spread it out, and we let other schools know that we're going to have this event and for Pink Out and support breast cancer and wear pink one day.
Mm-hmm. We also reach out to community we're having a MedFest tomorrow, actually, for the Special Olympic athletes, where everybody that are Special Olympic athletes actually come to Rickards. And we do health profiles on them. And
what does this health profile include?
We do height, weight, their body fat, simple stuff like that, their pulse, their blood pressure. And they just prepared for the Special Olympic training.
And within that, we get the shadow FSU students who people are in pre-med and people are actually going into the medical field.
As well as working side by side with the College of Med Physicians. So these students are senior students now, mm-hmm. are medical skill students who have gone all through the program or those who have just joined, actually get to become, for the day, medical assistants or physician's assistants, working side by side with the physicians while they're doing their exams on these Special Olympic athletes and the Medical College of Med students. So they get to pick their brains a little bit. What am I going to run into mm-hmm. when I go to college and want to get into a medical career? And it also gives them an opportunity to see what those professionals do, how they work in that type of environment, because it becomes much more serious. We are a little more laid back in Health Academy. I want it to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
The time to get serious in your life will be coming soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
So interaction and shadowing, whether we are the shadows or somebody else shadows us, is our opportunity.
When you think about your involvement in this program, all of you are seniors, what impact has being in the program had on your life?
Personally, I want to go first because when I was a freshman in high school, I wanted to be a lawyer. Like, people tell me, you know, lawyers are dozen. Not a lot go really big and make millions. And I didn't realize this. And then I started looking into FAMU's pharmacy school because they are known for their pharmacy school. And as soon as I entered the Health Academy, it, like, broadened my aspect of the medical field completely. Because when you think of the medical field, you think doctorates and stuff. And you're going to have to do 8 years of college to do doctorates. And it's hard and it's, you know, rigorous. Mm-hmm. Well, when I got in the Health Academy, I was like, this is fun. Everything, like, the medical field is fun. And you care for your patients. You want to help other people. And you don't realize that until you get into the Health Academy. You want everybody to do good, and it helped me. Now I want to become a pharmacist, and I want to join the medical field now just because of the Health Academy. It helped me a lot and to choose my career path.
For me, it started off when I was in eighth grade. I had two choices. I wanted to be either a professional basketball player or a doctor. And as I got in ninth grade and learned about the Health Academy and actually joined it, it brought more to my attention about the health careers. It just made me more excited about wanting to join the health career in my lifetime. So ball kind of just went to the side, and now I'm thinking of just becoming like a surgeon, a cardiac surgeon.
Okay. Brandon?
With me, when I entered high school, like I said before, I was an IB, and I was planning on to go to school to become a CEO. I wanted to be a major CEO of like a Fortune 500 company. And once I got into the Health Academy, after I was told so much about it and like that, I actually started to venture out and look up things in the medical field and see like what I would like to do. And I actually learned, and I asked Coach Rob all types of questions and different things like that about like what could I be and like how is it, and he has the knowledge to tell me about it. So, you know, I'm leaning more so towards the medical field than what I was before I got into high school, which was the business aspect of everything. So,
well, even with that medical area, you need that business end too.
Yeah,
you can use both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
James, the medical field. It was something that I wanted to do as a kid, and I still want to do it, but right now it's a toss-up between sports and mm-hmm. and the medical field. But I have a bigger interest in the medical field right now due to the Health Academy, and because it has opened my eyes to some of the things going on with my body, and I want to learn more things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, medical field will probably assist me in my future plans. Sports management, so I might want to become a trainer and whatnot. This already impacting me right now. I feel like I'm a neighborhood doctor. we play sports around my neighborhood, football and basketball. Every time they get hurt, they got to come for me.
That's good.
See what's wrong with them.
Now, how do you all interact with the school overall? I mean, as I understand it, you all do PSAs, or talk a little bit about that.
Well, the first PSA that we did was about flu shots. And it was just trying to let everyone in the school know, teachers, administrators, students.
Community.
Community. just to let them know that it's good and important to get your flu shot, because the flu is very harmful should you get it and you never had it before.
Why is it important? Let's talk about that.
Well, before, but I haven't had my flu shot yet. And before, Mr. Majowski told me that since I'm an asthmatic, that if I get the flu shot, I mean, if I don't get the flu shot, if I get the flu, that it can
be more difficult,
really harm to me. And I don't until he told me.
Okay.
I think, Dr. Hollifield, one of the great aspects of our – we are part – Leon County has a school wellness program, and I am the director for Rickards High this year, first year. And I thought, what a great opportunity to get our students, senior students at Health Academy, do something they would not – they will be definitely involved in and maybe not have had a chance to do, and that is our PSAs, or public service announcements. Health-related, if you have an opportunity to do that in your hospital career, medical career, it's probably one of the most fun aspects of your career. Now, it's not just a note that says, get your flu shot. We do a hook, and I think our hook for the –
got mine. Gonna sell. It was like, got mine, did you get yours?
Yeah, I got mine, did you get yours? And then we had a picture of a needle. And then we gave the research.
Get your shots together.
Get your shots together. And then we had our research where we researched the flu facts and then came up with a price list and location for all of the people, all the way from Bond Clinic to
Walgreens.
To Walgreens, CVS. And we gave the prices, locations. And we encouraged them all to get it, and like James had said, because you may have an underlying diagnosis or condition that can be worsened and quite possibly lead to death if you don't have your flu shot.
Very helpful. Very helpful. Now, did you exchange this information also in the community?
It goes out to and Rickards community. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. That is great. I have to always ask all the Rickards students this because, you know, Rickards gets a bad rap, okay?
Yeah.
How did you feel about attending Rickards?
For me,
I mean, it does. I mean, yeah, it gets a bad rap. I mean, both my daughters went to Rickards, so, you know, but Rickards gets a bad rap, so yeah. I always ask this.
After my eighth grade year in middle school, you know, I was asked what high school to attend, and moms were either Lincoln or Childs for their AP program. And then someone told me, why not Rickards? And then I was like, no, you know, I've heard some things about Rickards. You know, I've heard a lot of crazy stories. I heard people have guns and all this type of crazy nonsense. But that's not the case at all. Rickards is like one of the most common school like you'll ever meet. But what really like drew me to Rickards was the Health Academy program and actually the IB program. And I was trying to join both of them and be a part of those two programs because they are rigorous programs and they will help you out in the future.
Okay.
Brand. I have a really funny story. As being a Caucasian female, I did not want to go to Rickards because I heard the odds. But the first couple years, I'm not going to lie, I did not like Rickards. I stayed in my own little bubble. I went to class, didn't really have any friends, and went home. I didn't do anything outside of that. But once I entered the Health Academy, I felt more involved, and I felt more pride for what I was doing. I was helping the Rickards community, and I got to know more people from being in the Health Academy. So I think the Health Academy, like, it brightened my spirits a little bit, honestly, for Rickards. Rickards is not that bad at all. It's not bad at all, to be honest. People make it seem like something it's completely not. It's like any other school. We have our problems. Everybody has their problems.
Right.
So.
Well, I think it's important to hear that from all of you because, again, you know, Rickards always gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking you. James, what's been your experience at Rickards?
Well, at Rickards, well, first, my choice, I didn't really have a choice. I kind of had to go to Rickards. My entire family went to Rickards, from my sisters to my parents to my uncles and my aunts.
You're kind of famous there, James.
And like, it's just, Rickards, it's fun. And it's different. It's different, especially dealing with the Health Academy. The kind of stuff that you do there is, you wouldn't really expect to do in a school. Like, yeah, it's different.
It's a good experience, what
yes,
I think. Okay, Dakari.
Well, to be honest, I really didn't plan on coming to Rickards.
Okay.
I planned on going to Gabby because majority of my family went to Gabby. But...
Well, what switched your mind?
One of my middle schools got shut down following my eighth grade year, so I had to go to another middle school, and we had moved also, so that zoned me for Rickards, so I ended up going to Rickards. At first, I really didn't like it. You know, I was like... But then it kind of grew on me. I started getting involved in sports, you know, football, weightlifting, wrestling. Come to find out, the wrestling coach was teacher for the Health Academy. Ah. So he persuaded me to go to the Health Academy. I loved it ever since.
Okay.
For me, I always wanted to go to Rickards because my older brother and my sister both went to Rickards, and basketball because they had a great basketball team, good coach. But my mom, she always wanted me to go to a school that she felt had a better education, but I persuaded her to let me go to Rickards, and I showed her that Rickards' education was pretty good. It was they didn't lack in anything. They taught me everything I would need to know, the same as every other school would. Any school like Childs still got the same type of education. And the basketball team was pretty fun. And when I got there, I had no problems, never been in a fight or anything, because people, they just respect it and just make friends.
And in recent years, Rickards has been an A school.
Yeah, there really hasn't been much fights at Rickards.
And our baseball team is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the football team,
okay,
though.
Okay, all right. Well,
Dr. Holifield, real quickly, I think it would be unfair for me to not talk about what brought me to Rickards.
Okay.
I spent 8 years at another school here in town, another public school here in town, and the position was shut down. It was a Health Academy position. And they no longer had the program. I transferred directly to FU and worked there and had a wonderful time. When the position opened up at Rickards, I truly saw it as my dream job. I knew it was my dream job, and here's my opportunity to give props to our wonderful administration when I interviewed with Mr. Douglas Cook, Dr. Deborah Barnes, and some of the other administrators that have been there for some time. We recently had a changeover, but our new ones are existing. Was Mr. Rusty Edwards, mm-hmm. Assistant Principal Vivian Cooley, and now we have Zach Ansley. So between that team, we just have a wonderful lead to follow. But not only that, but they're very, very supportive of the program and what it is that our students. And if you don't have administrative support, a program goes right downhill. We are one of the shining stars.
Well, listen, we have run out of time, and I would just like to extend a sincere appreciation to all of you. Today I have been talking with members of the Millicent Holifield Academy of Health Sciences. To my listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Holifield. Technical engineer, Evan Rossi. Audio copies are available, and if you would like to participate in 411 Team or have topic suggestions, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. That's 1-800-829-8809. Extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team Podcast, log in wfsu.org.